We are talking about the concept of loyalty, loyalty to the cause. Now this is tough, because this is one of those values that doesn't exist anymore. We're bound by our interests and our commitments. As long as those are there, we do that. Go to the sandy plains of Karbala to see the ultimate example of loyalty and then to get some inspiration for what we have to do practically. On the day of Karbala, Hazrat Abbas went and fought through the enemy, got to the water, was about to drink some water, فَتَذَكَّرَ عَتَشَ أَخِيهِ. He remembered the thirstiness of his brother. He dropped the water back down. Loyalty, believing in the cause, not apologizing for being a Muslim. إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. If you love Allah, then obey me. If we love Allah, we have to have that basic level of taqwa, the wajibat, avoiding what is haram. If I knowingly violate Allah's laws, personally, that's not being loyal. We all know what Allah wants from us. People would ask Ayatollah Behjat, what is it that we have to do in order to become better people, to get on the spiritual path? He would say, practice what you know. What is it that I know Allah wants me to do? And I choose to ignore that. If I want the Imam to return, I have to start behaving as if I'm in the presence of the Imam.